Amundi lifts MicroStrategy stake 148% in Bitcoin proxy. Betamundi, Europe's largest asset manager with roughly $2.9 trillion under management, increased its position in Strategy, formerly MicroStrategy, ticker MSTR, by 148%, bringing its holding to 1.32 million shares. The figure was reported by Cointelegraph on August 12, 2026, citing the firm's latest disclosed position. The move stands out because MSTR is not an ordinary equity. It is the closest thing public markets have to a leveraged bet on Bitcoin. The timing is the part worth sitting with. As of August 12, 2026, Bitcoin traded at about $63,728, down 0.4% on the day and 0.7% over the week, and the crypto fear and greed index read 37 squarely in fear. Amundi added exposure into weakness, not into a rally. A stock that moves like Bitcoin with the volume turned up, Strategy holds a large Bitcoin treasury funded through equity raises and convertible debt. Because the company borrows to buy more Bitcoin, its share price tends to swing harder than Bitcoin itself in both directions. When Bitcoin rises, MSTR often rises more. When Bitcoin falls, MSTR usually falls further. Buying 1.32 million shares is a way to express a Bitcoin view inside a regulated brokerage account without touching a wallet, a private key, or a crypto exchange. That structure is exactly why the position deserves scrutiny rather than applause. A 148% increase sounds decisive, but a 13F-style disclosure captures a holding at a single point in time. It does not reveal the average purchase price, whether the shares sit in an index tracking fund or an actively managed one, or whether the exposure is hedged elsewhere. Amundi runs enormous passive mandates, so part of this increase could reflect MSTR's growing weight in benchmarks rather than a pure conviction call by a portfolio manager. Institutional Bitcoin exposure keeps arriving through the side door. The broader pattern here is more telling than any single filing. Large institutions continue to gain Bitcoin exposure through instruments that are not Bitcoin: MSTR shares, spot ETFs, and mining equities. That preference reflects mandate limits, custody policies, and audit requirements that still make holding spot crypto directly awkward for a fund of Amundi's size. For readers who track the flow of traditional money into crypto, this is the same story told from another seat. We recently covered how hedge funds flipped net long on CME Bitcoin futures after years of net shorting, and how spot ETF inflows topped $1.3 billion in a single week. A European giant enlarging a leveraged proxy fits that same current. The plumbing differs, the direction does not. There is a counterweight worth noting. The same week produced signs of strain among Bitcoin treasury companies. Metaplanet moved $250 million in Bitcoin as its paper loss widened to $1.4 billion per crypto potato, and Empiri sold 1,635 BTC as its reserve dropped 76%. Treasury strategies are not uniform. Some firms are adding, some are trimming, and a single large allocation should not be read as a market-wide verdict. The leverage cuts both ways. Anyone tempted to mirror Amundi's trade should understand what they would actually own. MSTR carries the credit and dilution risk of the corporate structure on top of Bitcoin's price risk. The company has repeatedly issued new shares and convertible notes to buy more Bitcoin, and that debt has to be serviced regardless of where the coin trades. In a deep drawdown, the equity can fall faster than Bitcoin and stay down longer. The upside amplification that makes MSTR attractive in a bull market is the same mechanism that punishes holders in a bear one. For most retail participants, the cleaner comparison is direct ownership. Holding Bitcoin in self-custody, or spending it through a self-custody card that pulls from your own wallet, removes the counterparty and dilution layers that come baked into a corporate proxy. That is a different risk profile, not a strictly better one. But the distinction matters. A $2.9 trillion manager buying MSTR is expressing a house view within institutional constraints, not handing individuals a template to copy.